Bill, what is the key? You've coached through a lot of distractions going back to Penn State. What is the key for a head coach to keep his team focused?
Understand the players' feelings. Understand that you have 63 guys in that locker room that come from all different types of backgrounds, all different parts of the country. And make sure you listen to the players. And then at the end of the day, you support the players. The players are the ones going out there and putting it on the line for us every week. And I feel like our coaching staff and our players have a very important bond. And that's key. And that's why I've always, since I started coaching when I was a graduate assistant, it's always been about the players for me.
Did you learn that as you went? Because you started, you'll never have another one like you had at Penn State. But have you learned more about dealing with distractions since you got there?
Well, certainly going through that experience at Penn State was a big help for me personally. I had a lot of great guys around me with the players that were there, and then obviously we had a great coaching staff there, and it's very, very different here. Relative to what we're talking about. But, we have great, great group of guys in that locker room and a great coaching staff. And I think you learn from all your experiences and you try to judge it and try to deal with it in the best way possible.
One more thing. Do you have to change practice? Do you spend more time meeting? Do you as a head coach spend more time talking to get the team ready when you got the track?
Well, I have a strong belief in practice, so we didn't change practice, but we changed our meetings. Maybe we spent less time on certain parts of the game in the meeting room, but we didn't lose any practice time, if that makes sense. So, that's kind of how we handled it. But the big thing was, like I said, big emphasis on we, not just me, that we just, like I've said from day one, is we support our players 100%.
What is it about Deshaun that has allowed him to have the success he's had, especially
in
the past couple of weeks?
He's a very bright guy. He's a very even-keeled guy. He's got great poise. He obviously has a great deal of talent, got good instincts, and he's able to compartmentalize. So from one week to the next, he can put that game to bed, after about 3 o'clock today. He'll move on from Seattle, and he'll begin to prepare for Indianapolis. I mean, I think that's very hard for a young player to understand, but he gets that. He gets that. We got a long way to go here, and I know yesterday was a disappointing loss, but we feel like we're close. And I don't want to put too much on his plate, but he's a remarkable young man. He's a remarkable guy, and we just need to try to keep it going.
Can you tell he was confident the touchdown drives where you guys are trailing and he gave you guys the lead?
Yeah, I'm never concerned about his confidence. I mean, he's probably one, that goes for really everybody in that locker room. I mean, these guys are professional athletes and they're very confident guys. So that doesn't even enter my mind.
With Marcus Williams, so he didn't wind up being the game winner, but he made a key play for you.
Yeah. Yeah, we had Marcus here before, and he made it. He was very close to making our football team. Very tough, competitive guy, good ball skills, smart guy. Made a big play there at the end. Just like everybody else, probably had a couple plays he wishes he had back. But he's a real good guy to work with, and we're glad we have him. I mean, I think that it's relative to each opponent, Sarah, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? You have to, when you look at the game yesterday, you look at Russell Wilson, did a great job of extending plays, and that's hurt us all year. I thought our defense did a great job of stopping the run, but there were too many X plays, too many pass plays that were 20 yards or more down the field. So, our guys need to do a better job of combining coverage and rush. Our coaches, all of us, starting with me, we all just need to, get back in there, like I said, at noon and start meeting with these guys and clean up the mistakes and move on to Indianapolis.
What do you think about what Kevin Johnson did yesterday?
competitive game. I think, you know, he's been out for a while, so I think probably knocking some of the rust off. But I think he, like he always does, he competes hard. He's a great kid, and, you know, he'll get better and better. He's been out for a while, so it takes a while to get back into it. You know, like I said, you know, he's a very competitive. He's smart, good tackler, good ball skills, guy that you can use in different areas. So he brings a lot to the defense.
Bill, it seemed like y'all got good pressure on Wilson a lot. He made a lot of plays.
Yeah.
After you flushed him out.
Right.
And he got some off right as you were hitting it too. Is it more of him making great plays, or y'all blowing the coverage?
Oh, no, I think you have to give him a lot of credit. Certainly there were things that we could have done, whether it was rush discipline or coverage-wise, that could have been better. But I think the credit starts with Russell Wilson. You know, I think that, you know, he just played a heck of a game. And, you know, it's one of those games where, you know, unfortunately they had the ball last. You know, it was a great football game. I think everybody would admit that. You know, Coach Carroll said it after the game. I mean, it was kind of a back-and-forth game, and it's a great game, and, you know, they ended up coming out on top, which is disappointing for us, but I think there's a lot to build on from us.
Sean improving in the pocket.
Yes. Yeah, you know, he's getting better every week at that. You know, I think he really – and a lot of that has to do with understanding the launch point, understanding the protections relative to where that pocket is. The pocket's not always in the same place, you know, so the pocket moves, and I think he's really – doing a good job of that, and that has to continue. That's a big part of what we do with them.
Fun designing some things. You seem to have a new wrinkle every week. Pete Carroll mentioned y'all were doing some things that they hadn't seen. Is it fun putting together things, knowing what he can do?
Yeah, I mean, I love coaching the guy. I can tell you that. I mean, it's a lot of fun. You know, it'll be more fun when we win, and that when we all, starting with me, do a better job in a few areas, but you know, yeah, it's fun to come in here every day and coach all these guys. I mean, this is a great group of guys. You know, you know, I don't want to get into too many details, but you know, for the last 3 days, you know, it's obviously been a lot going on, and these guys really came out and focused on the game. You got to give our players a lot of credit, and you know, there's no moral victories, but you know, I think it just showed the character of this team. Yeah. Yeah, again, and I really, you know, I really can tell you, like, this is not a cop-out answer. I mean, I don't have any say in that. You know what I mean? I coach the team. That's what I do. Dwayne played well yesterday. He's, you know, obviously he's played well for us for a number of years. And I have a lot of respect for Dwayne. But businesses, that's the business side of things, and I just concentrate on coaching the team.
That play yesterday, you said that you and the offensive coaches, y'all try to remember back when you, from experience going back to when you first started coaching.
Right.
The mobile quarterback.
That Which play, John?
Well, the one where you had like four guys back there and he's faking everybody. Where did that come from?
We had three. Yeah. It's kind of a inverted wishbone deal. Yeah, we all have. I mean, it didn't come from one person. You know, we have. This would probably be too long-winded of an answer, so I'll keep it short. But you know, we have guys that have been in all different types of offenses. Whether it was Mike Devlin at the Jets with some of the things they did, you know, back when he was working for Rex Ryan, John Perry, what he was doing in some of the colleges he's been at, including New Hampshire, Sean Ryan, where he's been. Obviously, me, all the places I've been, some of the things that I've done, Charles London, Pat O'Hara. I mean, all these guys. Will Long, you know, he has – I mean, we all – and it's kind of a collaboration. And then, you know, obviously on game day, I'm in charge of the final decision. But it's been fun working with this staff. I mean, you got a bunch of guys. And in each guy's in charge of a certain area of the game plan. They stand up at a certain point during the day, and they present the game plan to me. And it's pretty cool to do it that way. That's the way we do it this year. And – that's kind of where it all kind of evolves from.
Does Sean get fired up about that stuff when you're showing it to him and then take him out on the practice field, work on it?
Yeah, he's like I said to Sarah, I think, earlier, he's the same guy every day. I mean, he doesn't show a lot of emotion. I mean, he's excited when he makes a big play. He's excited to you know, celebrate with his teammates and things like that. But he studies the game plan. He looks at it. He has, which is, again, one of the things that he and I really, I think one of the things that he and I can really improve upon is just continuing to understand what each other's thinking when we're apart, if that makes sense, when we're 50 yards away from each other. That's going to be one of the biggest things for he and I moving forward this season. Because when we're in the meeting room, he's a very smart player. Hey, you know, what if we did this? Or, hey, I did this one time. What do you think about that? And some of it you can't do because it's not within the realm of what we do. But some of it, it's like, wow, that's a pretty good suggestion. Now let's try that, you know, with what we're doing. So he's part of it too.
Because you've seen what he can accomplish, does that make you more amenable to things that he suggests in the meeting room?
I mean, I'll tell you what, he's and I'll say that, and I'm not trying to include – you know, just out of respect for Tom. Tom's the same. Tom, we listen to these guys in the meeting room. This is the best quarterback room we've had. You know, these guys are very easy to deal with. They're good guys. They're very coachable and they're very smart. And Deshaun is a very instinctive guy who studies tape and, you know, he'll see things. Like a lot of quarterbacks, they see it late in the week and they want it in that game plan on Sunday, on Saturday night. And sometimes you gotta put a hold on that. But I mean, you know, we definitely collaborate with the players, no doubt about it.
Have you learned a lot from Deshaun?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I learn from all the players. You know, I really do. I learn a lot from everybody, from J.J. Watt to Jonathan Joseph to Breno Giacomini, Dwayne Brown, Nick Martin, obviously Deshaun, Lamar Miller. I mean, I really do. I watch how they react to certain things, and that's how I learn from them. I learn from them when they tell me how they see certain things. You know, this is how I saw that. That's why I did that. Yeah, there's no doubt. If you're a coach and you're in a tower and you're looking down at your players and you're not learning from your players, you're in the wrong profession.
Yeah, you were hard on yourself about your play calling.
Yeah. Not all of it. I mean, we scored 38 points. Yeah, no, I think it's not the play calling. I probably, you know, it's those media deals after the game. I wish they would eliminate those. I know you don't, but like, can we get those eliminated? No, my point was more about the communication, kind of what I was just saying earlier. You know, I've got to sharpen up the way that I communicate with the offense when they're out on the field, if that makes sense. And that, it's not the calls. You know, getting it sharper, streamlining the communication, if that makes sense.
The last handoff to Lamar, why didn't that play work? Obviously, you thought.
Yeah, it was just poorly communicated by me. That's what I'm trying to say, and that, you know, I take the blame for that.
What do you mean by that?
I don't want to get into that, John, because that would give away too much.
Be a different play.
No, I just would tell you it was just a poorly communicated play. I would hope that we would, you know, eventually be able to move on from that and look towards Indianapolis. It was just, that's, like I said after the game, that one's on me. There were 73 offensive plays in the game, and I call all of them, so.
Christian Covington, update on him. Is this going to be a long-term injury?
Yeah, I think he's probably going to be out for the season, Aaron. It's a torn bicep. And I think, you know, it's too bad for him because he was really playing at a high level. It's too bad for us, too.
He'll take his place.
I don't know yet. I'm not sure how we're going to do that yet. That, you know, we'll
short on linemen.
Yeah, I mean, we got some injuries there, John, but you know, I'm sure over the next 12-24 hours we'll figure it out.
Bill, can you talk about, you said you guys were close, you had some tough close losses.
Yeah.
What do you see, you know, what's getting better each time, each one of those?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of what I'm saying, not to keep repeating myself, but I see where we just have to, you know, we're young in some spots, and this includes defense. You know, we're obviously young at quarterback. We're young in some spots on defense, and I think so. We as a coaching staff, we always have to strive to. I'm talking about X's and O's wise. How can we communicate this to the player better, especially on game day? And that's where we have to make strides. That's what I mean by close. If we can kind of clean some of this stuff up, I mean, two of the touchdowns that we had yesterday, we weren't even in the right formation. We weren't in the right protection. Like, it was like, and we still scored. So imagine if we can clean that up. You know, I think we can be more consistent.
Coach, you mentioned the character that your players have shown over the past few days. Have the players, have any of the players expressed any concerns or basically what needs to happen next week so they can get past the entire situation involving Mr. McNair and then just kind of move on and focus on just football?
No, I mean, these players, look, they believe in this organization. They play for each other. They went out there and played hard, you know, and, you know, hopefully we can move forward. You know, I talked to a few guys after the game, and I'm not saying I talked to every player after the game, but I talked to a few guys, and it's really time to move forward and concentrate on football. You know, in the end, you know, we're here to coach and to play football and to win football games. That's ultimately what we're judged upon. And these players have a voice. There's no doubt about it. These players are bright guys that have deep feelings about all different kinds of social issues. But we need to put together a game plan to beat the Indianapolis Colts, and that's the most important thing, and I think our players realize that.
One more thing about the Colts. Jacoby Brissett, y'all lost him last year. He hurt you, buddy.
Yeah.
So now you got another mobile quarterback, less experience. What do you remember about him, and what's the key to winning this game?
Yeah, no, he's a good player. He's big. Like you said, he beat us with his feet last, you know, on a different team, obviously, but he can hurt you in both areas. He's got a strong arm. I've studied him since he's been in college. Coach Belichick felt very strongly about him. Coach Parcells. I mean, this guy's got a lot of, guys behind him that really believe in him throughout his career. And I think he's going to be hard to handle. You know, I haven't really dived too much into the Indianapolis. I will this afternoon, but it's going to be a tough game. I'm glad it's at home. We're going to need, our fans here like they always are. Because it's, hopefully we have a good home environment, kind of like Seattle had yesterday.
So, going back to the creative play calling, can you just take me through, you said, like, guys present, coaches present different parts of the game plan. Is there just, like, a part of the day when coach says, hey, I thought of this play call and I think it would work, and then you guys tweak it, or how does that work?
Yeah, no, each coach has a part of the game plan. So let's just start with Mike Devlin. You know, Mike Devlin will stand up there usually on, let's just say, Tuesday mornings, and he'll present the run game. And then we're all in there, and he kind of presents it. So that's what it is. It's not PowerPoint. I mean, we're not talking about, like, rocket science, but, like, he gets up there. This is how I think we can run the ball, personnel-wise, scheme-wise, all those things. And then we all talk about it. And it's either a quick conversation, like, yeah, or it's, hey, look, that's pretty good, but hey, what if we do this, you know? And so that's kind of how it works. And then somebody's in charge of third down, red area. And then obviously I try to put it all together on a call sheet that's called on Sunday. But it's very much of a collaborative effort by a bunch of guys that work very hard to try to put the players in good position to make plays.
Are you having, this is different how you've done it this year?
Well, I'm in there, so yeah. So it's different. My process is, this is the way I do it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good. Thanks.